to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, this is an election that is going to be very difficult for an incumbent president to win. Having said that, I don't know how much more Republicans could do to try to give it to them than they're doing.
Is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Republican race for any number of reasons. The divisive primary is never any good, but at some point, I'm a cable TV commentator. I write from time to time. I want to see people play the game that can play the game. Perry's embarrassing. The guy can't speak. He can't debate. He can't answer questions. He can't go on interview shows. He can't do anything. I mean, come on, man. Do something. And now he's with this goofy Bertha nonsense. What's he, even like Karl Rove, where's this coming from? And you got people like Joe Scarborough, like, openly mocking the field. I mean, if I were, and I'm not, but if I were a proud, principled conservative, I would be humiliated by this field. I really would. And Herman Cain goes out and he got a 999 and then it's 909 and he's like changing area code. The guy can't even figure out what his position on abortion is, which is sort of a basic issue. He gleefully professes ignorance on foreign policy. I mean, if I were a person, if I had a conservative worldview, and I was looking for an election to have somebody to articulate that view, I would be unbelievably disappointed. Herman Cain is a salesman. I mean, he's not like he's not trying. In one sense, he's just trying to get some attention. He's not going to get the nomination. He's articulate. He makes a good point about self-reliance and and what you can do, and that's about it. That doesn't constitute a rationale for electing a president. That constitutes a rationale for having a motivational speaker at a company retreat.
All right, so we've started off the countdown in this hour with James Carville commenting on the status of the presidential race, the Republican side of the race. The interview with Carville is talking to actually a couple of different hosts. And of course, Rick Perry comes into the focus, and Herman Cain, and why they don't stand a chance of getting the Republican nomination. So what do you think of that? 800-510-8255. Here's talk host Michael Berry with Herman Cain as his guest, and they talk about the latest ad, which features his chief of staff smoking a cigarette and blowing the smoke into the camera. Yeah, it's pretty bizarre.
This new web ad is all the talk. Did you expect there to be the reaction that there has to the fact that Mark Block is smoking in the last 2 seconds of the ad?
No, we did not expect that reaction. Let me first say, Mark made a very serious statement about this campaign. Why did Mark Block do that campaign? We were in Vegas, and this is where we just did a debate. And we've had so many, we wanted to send some messages out there. And quite frankly, with my rise in the polls, I have only had 24 hours in the day. And so because I trust Mark Block to deliver the message of this campaign, and I trusted him to do that ad, that's why he did it, because I can't do all of the things that are being requested of me, given the demands that are on my time. Secondly, the fact that Mark Block is a smoker is his choice. And how that little piece at the end came about, I don't know, but we certainly did not expect this reaction according to that. We have a saying, when I go out on a debate stage, let Herman be Herman. In that ad, it was let Block be Block, because I believe let people be who they are rather than trying to restrict who they are. Mark smokes. I don't. He never smokes around me. He respects the rights of everybody that does not smoke. That is a choice that he made. He doesn't encourage other people to smoke. And the fact that we did not expect the reaction that we've gotten.
That's really kind of... it's just very interesting what people pick up on. Don't you find that to be the case? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's radio man Chip Franklin with one of his callers about whether Mr. Cain's new ad is a good idea or a bad idea. Does it get him publicity? People are certainly talking about him.
The Herman Cain ad with his campaign guy, as chief of staff, smoking a cigarette at the end of the ad. You have a right to smoke. That's not the point. Okay, some people have written me, well, what are you saying, Chip? And I'm saying we got to win. We got to win. We, the American people, have to defeat Obama. Independents, Republicans, Democrats that have seen what happened. Do you realize people in L.A. traffic yesterday were in traffic for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, going like 4 miles because of his motorcade? And why was he there? To get campaign money. No, you got to defeat this guy. Tony.
Yeah, I think Cain was a genius. I never heard of him until the debate, and it's just name recognition. You know, he knew all you guys would have nothing better to talk about than somebody smoking at the end of his ad, and you're all doing it, all the papers, all the news guys. So now the people that don't watch the debates, most people don't watch them, have heard the name Herman Cain, and he can get into his issues later.
Yeah, but you know, there's publicity and then there's bad publicity. It's not good. Have you seen the ad?
No, I haven't.
You got to see it, because forget, even with, hold on, even without the cigarette, Tony, it's a bad ad. Look, I like Herman Cain, and I know a lot about Herman Cain. I know his story. I think that guy's tough. He's not only beat racism and Jim Crow, he's beaten cancer. He's a tough guy. I think he's got some great ideas for this country. I think he doesn't have the right people around him. There's more than good ideas in order to win an election.
All right, so 800-510-8255, put you in touch with the Countdown. The problem with the ad, yes or no, is he a joke? Is his campaign an insult? What do you think? Here is Taco's Helen Clover talking to a reporter about Herman Cain's tax plan, the 999 plan, and also the new Rick Perry flat tax plan.
Herman Cain, according to a CBSN New York Times poll, now tops Mitt Romney. And Rick Perry is down to a very dismal 6%. So Rick Perry all over the place coming out with his new ideas on a flat tax. And Steve Forbes is one of Perry's key supporters for the 2012 election. And then you've got Herman Cain, who's launched some ads and seems to be really gaining in popularity, even as people are looking at the 999 plan. So which one's better for us, Rich?
Well, I can't say that.
All right. But let us know.
I can tell you the big deal about the cornerstone of the Perry plan called Cut, Balance, and Grow is this 20% individual flat income tax rate. That is optional. You can keep the existing wacky system with all its deductions or go to the simple flat tax system. Folks immediately are jumping on that and saying, how do you score that? How do you, if you don't know how many people are going to go each side, and it doesn't really save on paperwork if you've got to go and do both to figure out which is the better deal.
Yeah, you know, I saw Rick Perry explaining this with Bill O'Reilly, and then they had Krauthammer on later on, yeah, saying that, you know, he couldn't tell you where the revenue was going to be made up. He wants to, yeah, he wants to have this big, you know, swing in how the revenue is collected. And, you know, let's look at the fact that we've got this huge national debt. So if his plan puts us deeper in debt, that's probably not going to fly.
Yeah, the whole idea of whipping out the postcard and
right,
saying here's is what the tax return will look like reminds me of the joke we've heard since we were kids, the simplified tax reform. Line one, state your income. Line two, send it in.
Yeah, yeah. So Herman Cain, though, seems to be surging in popularity here, even as, you know, last debate, yeah, he got hammered on that 999 plan. And I got to say, I do agree with Michelle Bachmann when she says, you know, you're talking a 9% tax on top of other taxes in some states that don't have an income tax or you know, a sales tax too. Sales tax,
yeah,
right now. Yeah,
New Hampshire and Oregon.
Right, right. So a lot of people, but, you know, they're kind of skeptical about this. And
yeah,
Michelle Bachmann says you don't want to give Congress more access to more money because it won't stay at 9%. It'll go up to 10, 11, 12 as
yeah,
they need it.
Even best case scenario, if it stays at 9, that's 9% more for everybody. And it's the same tax you pay when you buy goods, whether you make 20 grand or 200 grand. The technical term there is regressive.
Right.
Well, now, talking about Cain in numbers, you're talking about some national polls, which, you know, it's not a national election. It's state by state. Here's a new Quinnipiac poll on Ohio that just came in, and 28% for Cain, 23% for Romney, Perry down there at 4% with the, the dregs.
The Cain spot is the butt of a lot of jokes, that's for sure. 800-510-8255. Here's Dorothy with some thoughts on Herman Cain.
I find his smoking insulting, and because smoking is against your health, and I just think it's a joke. Matter of fact, I think it's a representative of Herman Cain because I think he's a joke. I don't think he's a sincere candidate, and it's just mockery. They are just not serious. They're kidding around, and it's not serious. It's not sincere politics to me. And the big smile on Herman Cain's face, I just thought was, I don't know, just didn't make sense.
What's the issue here? 800-510-8255. More of your calls and more about politics and more about Herman Cain. Up and coming here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Rick Perry unveiled his new tax plan. He says he wants a flat tax. He believes the tax should be flat, just like the earth. That's what we need to have.
There's Jay Leno on the Rick Perry tax plan. Perry says that he may skip further debates. So let's listen to some conversation about him. Here's Joe Johns and Tom Foreman talking on CNN. Actually, they're doing some fact-checking here on what Rick Perry has put forth as his economic plan.
Perry announced his cut, balance, and grow proposal in a speech in South Carolina that would allow you to choose between your current income tax rate and a 20% flat tax. The flat tax would preserve some popular deductions like mortgage interest and charitable contributions for families earning less than $500,000. Perry also wants to lower the corporate tax rate to 20% and phase out loopholes and special tax breaks. In addition to freezing federal hiring and spending, Perry would repeal the health care reform law. He would also repeal parts of financial and Wall Street reforms. Tom, tell us which part of the plan you focused on and what you found out.
You know, Joe, right now, all of the accountants and tax policy centers sort of Cuisinarts are going here in Washington, cutting through this plan, trying to figure out what it really means. But the one part that really caught our eye is probably the thing that most taxpayers in this country would hear if they heard that speech, and will probably hear all day long. Listen to this one very profound statement by Governor Perry about the meaning of this plan.
Families in the middle and on the lower end of the economic scale will have the opportunity to get ahead. You know, taxes will be cut across all income groups in America.
Wow, think about that. Taxes cut across all income groups in America. So we're talking about a massive level of tax cutting on the surface of it. Part of the reason he says that is because he's talking about this standard deduction of $12,500. So, for example, if you had a family with two parents and one child, they would quickly get over $36,000 of their income tax-free because of this standard deduction. But whether or not middle and lower class people would get ahead under the system is what's not entirely clear. Let's look at a couple of facts here that are important to consider in this equation. If you have the standard exemption of $12,500, that does not explain to you all the other changes he has in the tax code. And there are many, many here, many of which would seem to benefit people who are wealthier. For example, if you drop the rates on dividends, if you drop the rates on inheritance, that sort of thing, those are things that people tend to deal with more the more money they have. If you're making $25,000 a year, there's no inheritance involved in many cases, so a break on that doesn't help you any. On top of which, 51% of people in this country, according to a Congressional Joint Committee this year, said they paid no taxes in 2009. Essentially all the taxes he's talking about, they paid none. So you can't actually cut none. So those people would get nothing less. In the end, when you consider all of the things he's changing in the tax code here, Joe, and like I said, there's a tremendous amount of analysis to be done here. We have to do an awful lot of number crunching here, Joe, before we will know if this notion that everybody gets a tax break is true. That's why I say focus on the incomplete until we get further along here. I think it's hedging an awful lot to lean too hard on the true.
Yeah, that's absolutely a fine point there, because many times you get these great flowery speeches, particularly from people running for office, but when you finally look at it written out in almost legislative language and you understand what it means, it looks a lot different.
And bear in mind, Joe, that one of the things you said up front is if you want to stick with the old tax code, you can, or you can go with my new code and do it on this postcard. All these changes he's implementing here would affect the old tax code as well, so it's not as simple as just to have no change whatsoever or accept the new change. The old would also change. You could stick with it, but it would change. And under that system, you may find that you're not getting a tax break at all.
Isn't it amazing how much time and effort some of these people put into stuff that's probably not as much time and effort put into putting the ideas together as analyzing them? Mitt Romney, by the way, is on the top or tied for the lead in the race for the presidential nomination. A new survey in the first four states to vote in next year's primary and caucus calendar. More on the presidential race on the Republican side, Herman Cain. A lot of people want to talk about him at 800-510-8255, so we'll get at it here on the countdown.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Connects you technically with us. There are all kinds of ways of following what's going on. You can get the list by the listen box at DougStephan.com. We're talking about politics, the race among the Republicans, who the front runners are. Is it overwhelming at this point? Nope. And a lot of people that take polls don't really tell the pollsters what they really are thinking. So what good is all of that? It's a gut feeling. What's your gut tell you about this field? Did you hear James Carville, as we get started in this hour, commenting on the status of the Republicans and how he would, if he were a Republican, be ashamed? It's nothing. And there isn't really. I was talking to a friend of mine last night who lives in Canada, who is looking at this from afar and wondering how come Gary Johnson isn't more of a factor. And that's an excellent question, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Some of you may not even know who Gary Johnson is. Former governor of New Mexico, a solid guy, and maybe the best alternative of all of these people. So why is he having a hard time getting any traction? He's not even getting invited to the debates. Has he been shut out by the Republican hierarchy because he doesn't fit in with the rest? That's something to pursue, I think, conversationally. Here's talk host John Zach with Susan Rose on his program, talking to Alex Burns from Politico.com about the differences between Herman Cain's plan, the 999 plan, Rick Perry's flat tax plan, and the Mitt Romney 59-point plan.
These tax plans advanced by the front runners in the GOP race for the presidential nomination, they really need to be simple. Now, Herman Cain's plan was simple, the 999 plan. Well, it sounded simple. Rick Perry came out with his flat tax proposal and doing away with the income tax on Social Security benefits. Now, Mitt Romney's plan, am I right, was a little more complicated? There were more steps to it?
That's exactly right. Mitt Romney has not put out the same kind of catchy, bite-sized tax reform plan as some of his opponents. He's instead put out a 59-point economic plan that includes some adjustments to the tax code, but doesn't really focus on just blowing up the entire federal tax code the way the Perry plan, the Cain plan, and Gingrich's plan also focus on.
Alex, what is the difference between Perry's plan and Cain's plan? Cain's plan's been out for a little while, and that does seem to be catching on. Perry's plan just came out yesterday.
The basic difference between these two is that Perry proposes to replace the federal tax code with a 20% flat tax on all income brackets, as well as a 20% corporate tax. He would give people the option of staying with the current tax code if that's what they want, because frankly, under the 20% flat tax, a lot of people would see, a lot of middle class, lower income earners would see their taxes go up. The Kane plan, on the other hand, it also scraps the current set of taxes that we currently pay, but replaces it with three things: a 9% federal income tax, 9% corporate tax, and most controversially, a 9% federal sales tax. That's what you're seeing a lot of conservatives, a lot of voters, start to have second thoughts about.
Well, would voters also have second thoughts about Mitt Romney's plan if they had a chance to sit down and read it? What would they learn?
Well, you know, for Mitt Romney, the 59-point plan is sort of a, he's making the opposite political bet as Perry and Kane. Perry and Kane hope that by putting out something simple and catchy, sort of slogan-like, people will hear just enough to understand and like what they hear, but there won't be a lot of specifics to dig into. Romney is hoping that by putting out so much information, people will get the idea that he has an authoritative sort of roadmap for how to deal with the economy, but not dig too much into the specifics. He's got tax ideas in there that I think a lot of people would find appealing or at least inoffensive, but wouldn't necessarily feed this desire on the right to really tear down the tax code we have now. But he's also got a lot of ideas in there when it comes to issues like just trade and a whole range of economic subjects that, you know, 999 Perry's flat tax do not address.
All of this gets started. Iowa is having its caucuses on January 3rd, so we'll have like a whole year of this. We've had a whole year. Another thing that I was talking to my friend about, the political situation in most other countries is not like we have here. This system allows us to go on and on and on, and it gets to the point of being just patently ridiculous, doesn't it? All this time and all of this stuff, and everybody changes, and it just it becomes nonsensical. Here from the Sean Hannity program is a conversation Sean has with Michelle Bachmann, and they talk about what Rick Perry has stolen from her.
Perry came out with his flat tax plan. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Newt's plan, and obviously Herman Cain. There's been a lot of talk about his 999 plan. What do you think about those in particular? And do you think a flat tax, a fair tax, scrapping the tax code is a good idea? Would you support those?
Well, actually, I'd love to come on your show and talk about my plan. It's been out there for several weeks, and I actually like what Governor Perry is coming up with, because it's, in essence, my plan. They say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, and I've been talking for months about a simpler, flatter system that you can do on a postcard and send in. And so I'm grateful that Governor Perry has endorsed my plan.
Is yours 20%? Is like Governor Perry?
My plan has everyone paying something. I disagree with Governor Perry and with Herman Cain and various other plans where they don't require every American to pay something. I'm a federal tax lawyer. I firmly believe that every American should pay something, even if it's just a dollar. Everybody needs to pay something, because this year we have 51% of the American people who aren't paying anything. We have to have everyone pay something. And even if it's a nominal amount, they need to pay. I don't believe that anyone should have their tax liability completely wiped out.
Yeah, we got half the country pays no federal income tax. That's
wrong.
That's a big problem.
That's wrong. Everybody has to pay something, Sean. That's my plan.
Meanwhile, the former New Hampshire staff of Representative Bachmann, all five of whom resigned their posts this past week, have released a stinging statement this week accusing some of the national campaign staff for Ms. Bachmann of being rude, unprofessional, dishonest, and cruel. The letter gives a lengthy and forceful critique of the national staff, saying the team was not responsive to communication from New Hampshire, requested in September that New Hampshire staffers go off payroll and then never clarified their status. The statement also accuses the national team of being dogged by chaos, shifting strategies, treating the New Hampshire staffers as second-class citizens. So what does that tell you about Ms. Bachmann's ability to run things? It's 800-510-8255 to be in touch. As I said a few minutes ago, most of you seem to want to talk about Herman Cain. Here's Lucy in Virginia. And again, if you haven't heard all the hubbub, it's pretty hard if you're involved in any political discussions at all. The smokers, there's the birthers, the smokers, the jokers. Is this all silly season? Is it silly for us to be thinking about Herman Cain in terms of the ad? Here is Lucy.
I haven't made a final decision about Herman Cain, but he certainly is a very attractive candidate, and I think that there's a lot of hoopla about his campaign manager smoking, but on the other side of that coin, he's getting a lot of airtime for free and a lot of talk. And the problem with most of these political campaigns, people grab onto a superficial element, and no one ever really explores the depth of what any candidate is really saying, which is a shame because everything is spun off. And I wonder how many people really have the time to investigate the issues well. And the problem I have with President Obama is that he's disingenuous and that he glosses over all the issues and kind of counts on most of his base being ignorant. I guess maybe, who knows how many, what the percentage of voters are smokers. Perhaps it'll lock them in, but I really don't find it all that offensive because, as far as I know, smoking is legal, and unfortunately, those who do smoke are kind of demonized. But I think it's nice, or it's really intriguing that he's kind of not following all the conventional paths. And he's certainly a capable and able man, and you know, I'm hoping the best for his campaign.
All right, ma'am, thank you. 800-510-8255. What do you think about all of this? Let's listen. John, listening in Vero Beach to WTTV on the countdown.
I'm a supporter of Herman Cain. I'm not really sure that he'll win. He is doing pretty good in the polls. But this is another typical reason of why we should, you know, just not listen to these people. I mean, we're picking apart the smoking ad. We're not concentrating on the issues, what he has to offer. I'm a white American. I support him I've been listening to him on radio for years. The man is a true American. You know, we don't have to have the government or our mothers and fathers to tell us that smoking is bad for us. Anything you put in your body, into your lungs, is bad to you other than air. You know, the man has he has some good qualities, and he's a true American. That's what we should try to concentrate on.
All right, John, sounds like he's figured out what he likes about Herman Cain. What have you figured out about who you like at this point? Are you pleased, not pleased, kind of blasé? Got somebody, and again, Gary Johnson, I asked that question. Nobody on the line wants to speak about him yet, and I'm betting it's because a lot of people don't even know who the guy is. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with
taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Back on the countdown, 800-510-8255. Your calls, mostly people that are thinking about Herman Cain. Here's Edith in Louisiana, who's a cancer survivor.
Please excuse me, but I'm very upset this morning over this commercial. I am a cancer survivor, and I have heard that Herman Cain is a cancer survivor also. To be able to put on a commercial like this to make light of the issue of cancer by having his campaign manager smoking in this commercial is despicable. It is totally despicable. There's nothing funny about it. There's nothing humorous about it. And for the people that called in earlier that thought the commercial was funny and think that, you know, we have the right to smoke in this country, yes, we do have the right to kill ourselves. But for somebody to glorify that doesn't make any sense. Anybody who's been through cancer is not going to find this cute or find it funny. Cancer is a serious thing, and this is totally ridiculous. And for him to have no sensitivity regarding this issue is just, this man is he cannot be serious. He cannot be serious. How can he be pro-life if he's going to be pushing cigarettes? To do a commercial like this is going to give the impression that, oh, okay, we have validation. This is okay. It's okay to smoke. It's really not a bad thing. Lung cancer is nothing to make fun of. It's nothing to joke about. This is incredible. It's despicable. He owes the American people an apology for this.
All right. You think that Edith is right? 800-510-8255. Here's Lynn in Michigan, who is on the other side. She thinks the ad's pretty cool.
I do like the ad. I do think that it emphasizes that he's an outsider. As far as the style of it goes, I think that everybody in the Beltway is expecting, you know, politicians to spend all their money on these commercials, and this is a very rough, raw style, and it lets us know that he's frugal with his money. And I don't think it's negative or insulting. I don't drink, but when I see people drinking, it doesn't offend me. So Obama smoked, and people die from cancer who have never smoked. So Obama, he's taxed our smoking, our tanning, and you know, upped our taxes in many, many ways that the public just doesn't know about.
That's an interesting point. I had forgotten about the fact that Obama was a smoker. 800-510-8255 in Fairbanks, Alaska. Dimitri's listening to the countdown. Yes, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, we got about 30 seconds here. What is on your mind?
Okay, well, I haven't seen the ad that's causing all of this uproar, but I mean, isn't this country based on the First Amendment, which is free speech, and we get to say what we think,
this
right?
This country is based on freedom of choice, freedom of whatever. You can choose to eat things that'll kill you or make you healthy.
Exactly. And I think we need a businessman in charge of the country.
So you like
politicians.
You like Cain?
I like Cain. Okay. I think Cain and Christie would be a great ticket.
All right. Interesting. Thank you, sir. 51 after on the countdown.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now our focus on the Occupy Wall Street protesters, or just the Occupy protesters. Some are concerned that the violence that happened in Oakland might be a precursor of what's to come. I think that may not be the case, but there are a lot of people that are protesting that aren't Occupy Wall Street people. Here is Keith Larson on his program with Gerald Susser, Salent represents Friends Research, and there are some predictions here, including where the protests have started and how they're spreading.
I remember you saying that one of the things that was going to be happening across the course of the next year was a wake-up call, that people around the world, all nations, U.S. included, having become convinced of the inability of their leaders to fix things, were going to begin doing more than just questioning authority. They were going to begin to defy it. And that's exactly what we've seen across the course of this year. In some ways, Egypt last year, Libya, a violent defying. We have Occupy around the country. Occupy Charlotte is kind of a joke, and I'm not sure where all the Occupy, movement really stands in its effectiveness. But still, I mean, people are out there doing it. This is what you were talking about.
Yes, one of the top trends we had for 2011 was Students of the World Unite. And, of course, this is before the Egyptian uprisings. The Tunisian ones had just started. They were about a week old when we wrote this. And it's what they do, Keith, is they re-engineer history. For example, they're saying that what happened over in the Arab Spring is a pro-democracy movement. It's not a pro-democracy movement. It's the same thing, whether it's in Libya, not Libya so much, but in Egypt, in Tunisia, in Bahrain, in Yemen, in Spain, in Greece, in Italy. It's in the U.S., in the U.K., you have a lot of angry young people holding university degrees in worthlessness that don't have a future in front of them, and they know that the game is rigged. All the money, most of the money, is at the top of the pyramid. I mean, you look right here in the United States. You know, I'm old enough to know what the deal is. I mean, when I was a young man, we were the most egalitarian nation on earth. And now the gap between the rich and the poor is the widest in the United States of any of the industrialized nations. And you go across the board, it's the same thing. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And we wrote that here you have these, you know, 18 to 30 year olds, you know, their hormones raging and they're raging mad. And now, of course, you're seeing other people join in. And these Occupy movements, it's very interesting what's going on here. When they had the so-called Arab Spring, or what's going on in Greece with the austerity measures and people taking to the streets, these are country-specific incidents. But this Occupy thing, when you see what happened last week, 80 countries, 950 cities. So, you know, something very strange is going on.
Well, I thought George Soros was organizing these demonstrations in all of these places all around the world.
Well, I could tell you, we've had people down on Wall Street, and I'm going down actually on Thursday since it began. And we have them there almost around the clock. This is a mishmash of people that have no representation.
All right. So now let's get Joe Soucere's take on this and where some of the protesting ought to take place.
10 days of protests are adding up for Hennepin County and Minneapolis police.
Yeah.
Hennepin County says the protests have added up to more than $152,000. $125,000 of that was spent on sheriff's deputies patrolling the event. The full county board will have to vote next week on transferring money to cover the costs. As for protesters pitching tents, most commissioners reiterated they're against it. Minneapolis police say their costs added up to more than $85,000, and that includes more than $43,000 for overtime. So the people who work and pay the taxes are paying for the people who wish to stand around and ask for more free money.
And that's costing the regular taxpayers even more, the working people even more.
The people who work and pay the freight are paying, so far, are paying $152,000 so that the kids can beat their war drums and have hula hoops and vegan salads and beans.
Tofu.
And rice. But I have some words for the kids. They're in the wrong area. They're in the wrong location.
In the wrong part of town?
Federal employees whose compensation averages more than $126,000 a year and the nation's greatest concentration of lawyers helped Washington edge out San Jose as the wealthiest U.S. metro area.
All right, so all this anger, is it appropriate to be expressed? Absolutely. Because if you don't let people express it, then they get more angry. That's the review of a couple of the hot hits this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Introducing